brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this December 5th, 2006 edition. We'll be here live for the next 3 hours. We have Mr. Steele, the former clandestine CIA case officer who joined us a few weeks ago, and it made big headlines all over the web and even in some newspapers, his discussion of Google in bed with the CIA. He'll be joining us today to talk about a host of issues, including more evidence of 9/11 being an inside job. It's coming up in the second hour. We will have open phones throughout the broadcast, and we're going to get a little bit into one of the Seinfeld characters, as you all know, getting huge global attention for repeatedly calling a group of black people the N-word. And it stunk to high heaven from the first days, but I reserved judgment on it, though most of the listeners thought it was staged. I thought it was staged. Now we have massive evidence that I would say conclusively proves that it was a staged event. So we'll be talking about that. Also, I want to comment on NASA wants to have a moon base by 2020. The word I've got is there's been all sorts of secret missions to the moon. A lot of the stuff people see that they think are little green men's craft are really clandestine operations. But very interesting. In fact, we'll even ask Robert Steele about that, former high-level clandestine case officer with the Central Intelligence Agency, coming up later. When I walked into the office this morning, I saw George Bush Sr., Herbert Walker, breaking down and crying. Well, with the audio down on the television, we just record channels basically 16, 18 hours a day while we're here. I saw this demonic face he was making. It looked like he was, but then I turned the sound up and it was him breaking down. And you got to love it. What was it, about 4 years ago, Mommy Bush, the former first lady, said that anybody that criticizes her sons is dead and like flipped out and looked like a complete psychopath on television. You know, these predators, it's kind of like a pack of wolves when they're ripping the guts out of a sheep. They don't feel anything for the sheep, but for their own pack, oh, they love each other so much. It's just completely sick to watch these individuals. And I didn't spend enough time on this yesterday, but I will today. London stock trader urges move to the Ameros as many unaware of plan to replace dollar with North American currency, but says, hey, what's the big deal? Let's go ahead and do it. And the headlines today and last night is pretty much unanimous. It's dollar rebounds. Dollar comes back. Dollar surges. I've got a bunch of stories here. One of them is out of Reuters. Dollar rebounds from 20-month lows. And then you read that it went from 1.3367 to 1.3667, and then it went back down by just a few percentage points of a point of a percent. I mean, I'll just read over these numbers later, but basically, you know, it's like you fall down into a 1,000-foot deep pit and you climb back out 2 feet, and they say you've gotten out of the pit. But if you look at the overall 2-year, 5-year, 6-year trend, the dollar's going straight down, and they constantly, I mean, I said on the Sunday show I do now, and I said, watch. You know, it'll go up a few, you know, just a few points, and they'll just run around hailing how it's back and everything's okay. The basic psychological warfare here is amazing. There's a bunch of other news from around the world and Iraq we'll be covering. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we're going to get into this new moon base idea. There's nothing new about it. They want to establish the base by 2020. Sounds like a long way off, but really it's only 13 years away and some change. What, 13 years and 20-something days. And, well, I'll comment on it when we cross that bridge. I also want to get into Kramer, the big headline up on PrisonPlanet.com. Well, let's now move down the page. Was Kramer Richards' racist rant staged? Seinfeld DVD sales soar as once forgotten actor becomes hot property. Was public tirade staged for profit and notoriety while simultaneously pleasing the hate crimes advocates? And there's no doubt of it. We've now discovered that back in the 80s he staged another outburst with the famous Andy Kaufman on live television, and the outburst had little comments about Jews in it. They screamed at each other. They threw things on each other. They screamed at the audience. It was another staged event, very similar. In fact, the mannerisms, the body language, all of it, to what we saw a couple weeks ago. Instead of talking about the dead in Iraq, instead of talking about the police state here at home, there's just been a big discussion about how there's all this horrible racism and we need to arrest people that talk like that. So we'll get into that report. Really, the coup de grace here, you know, the most important thing that we're seeing in the pieces of evidence that show us that this is staged, well, there's a lot of pieces, and it all goes together, is that Kramer, we'll just use his popular stage name, Mr. Richards, coincided this with the DVD release that's been the biggest ever. This is season 7, bigger than all the other releases before it, dwarfing them, more than tripling the sales compared to many of the other releases, doubling some of the others. But so it dwarfs all of the releases. And, of course, Jerry Seinfeld was scheduled weeks in advance to coincide just days after the story broke at its peak to then be able to satellite in Mr. Richards, Mr. Kramer. But the key here is that now we see him go embrace Jesse Jackson, embrace these other leaders, so that he wants to be punished. He's very sorry. That nothing he did was illegal and or, quote, civil. That means they can't really sue him for it. It would be frivolous and would fail on its face, just looking at the basic case precedents that are there. So he himself comes up with the idea in to enjoin himself in a contract with the four individuals he offended. This is all his idea, to then put himself under the power of a judge to adjudicate, and that he, quote, wants there to be a ruling of monetary substantive payment. Now, when I heard this on Fox Radio Sunday night, and then when I heard it again on another news radio station yesterday, it was reported that he's going to court before a judge. Now, remember, the average person's talking on the cell phone, drinking coffee, thinking about, you know, how they want to play golf or how to act cool or, you know, how to act stylish, you know, in their own delusional world. Very self-centered, and that's where they want you, because then you're not outward looking. And people in their mesmerized state just hear court. They just hear. In fact, I was at the TV station last night. I do a show at Mondays, and there were dozens and dozens of people walking around up there because they have Monday orientation every week, so people come in up there. And I even heard somebody as I was walking going, "Did you hear about Kramer? He's in trouble in court." And I knew I would hear that in chatter on the street, and sure enough, I heard it. Key indicator. See, I wasn't. I don't want to do my analysis and think, well, the public's so stupid that they're going to hear court and then just believe it's now illegal to say the N-word. And I said, well, let me confirm that. You know, will I hear others say it, or will I hear it on talk radio with the callers? Sure enough, I heard it last night in the halls, and there were probably, when I was there for the 3 hours I was there doing two different shows, I probably walked past and listened to about 20 different people in the hallways and coming in and out. And I, of course, people in America discuss, by and large, what the television tells them to, whatever the new fad is, and whether it's OJ or the Aruba girl or, you know, the death of Anna Nicole Smith's son. You know, none of it matters a month after it's in the news, but it consumes all discussion and all talk. No discussion of how cell phones are frying our brains, major scientific medical studies, no discussion of fluoride in the water, no discussion of mercury in the flu shot brain damaging you, no discussion of the North American Union signed, no discussion of the dollar plunging, no discussion of all-time debt at record highs, even higher than the peak of the Depression, late 1933, no discussion of any of that, just a discussion of Kramer. And so you notice that there was almost zero discussion of this on this broadcast, except a few callers saying they thought it was staged by me in the last 2 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks, because I'm not going to talk about something until I've had time to look at it. And yes, your instincts were correct. My instincts were correct. It's not very hard. I wouldn't pat each other on the back here. This is pretty obvious. That this person who made, I was looking in the press, he was making like $5 million per episode the last season, so who knows how much money he has. But still, he's a nobody now. Obviously, Jerry Seinfeld's out directing things and doing shows and very talented. And I would say, you know, Kramer's a funny guy, too. Mr. Richards is a funny guy. But the point is, his career's gone down the toilet. So to coincide with the DVD release, he pulls another Andy Kaufman event, and it went off like a charm. And people like Jesse Jackson, who could care less about black people and was there when Martin Luther King was killed, and went along with the official story and looks like he's an inside man, not involved in the killing, but involved in being handled by the FBI. A lot of evidence. We know he's compromised all his mistresses and other corruption they used to blackmail him. That's come out. He goes around shaking down corporate America. I mean, that's really all Jesse Jackson does. He isn't involved in real issues like exposing the government shipping in cocaine into black communities or the Planned Parenthoods, the death mills set up in their communities. He's not really involved in, or I haven't heard Jesse Jackson, boy, can you imagine the tension he'd get if he went up to New York where they grab little black kids and test drugs on them and pesticides till they die? Not going to hear a word out of Jesse Jackson on that. He'll go piggyback on some big case where some hoodlums, you know, pushed cops and got beat up at a football game. See, he knows which things to pick, things where it isn't clear who's in the right or the wrong. He's something else. So they're all together, and this is right when the new hate crimes legislation is coming up. In January, they're introducing it, and they're saying it's one of their first orders of business to restrict free speech in America. Police already all over the country are arresting people that they hear say the N-word. They think it's already illegal. In England, it is illegal to use that term or other terms like wog, which is similar, or kafir, things like that. I mean, who cares? They're words. But see, they give special power to those. It's okay to make a little black kid drink pesticide till they die. That's all right. Just don't call him the N-word while you're doing it. You see, so they attach all this power to it. I'll just go ahead and cover this now, and I'll get into the other news. I meant to get to it later, but I'm already talking about it. Let's just talk about it. In fact, I have the little video clip up on PrisonPlanet.com with this story. It's moved off the main page. You'll have to click on yesterday's news to get it. To make it easy, we'll post it up on the top of JonesReport.com in the next few minutes. Was Kramer Richards' racist rant staged by Paul Watson, Alex Jones? Seinfeld DVD sales soar as once-forgotten actor becomes hot property. Was public tirade staged for profit and notoriety while simultaneously pleasing hate crimes advocates? And again, the final cherry on top that sealed it, well, it was really a double dose. That he staged something like this before, and it got press attention. And that he enjoined himself, total ADL, folks, total, this is so obvious, enjoined himself to go into court so they could say he was in court. And see, by the time the news reports it as well, Kramer has agreed to go to court. And then I went and pulled up the actual story, and it was his idea. It isn't even a court. He just, again, it's like asking a judge to be your private corporate signing and then adjudicating and, to have them make the decision. But see, that's how this works. And so the average person now thinks that Mr. Richards, Michael Richards, is going to court. And you sit, and it's the big story. And everybody's hearing, he's got to go to court now. Oh, he's going to jail, maybe. Man, the judge is going to get him. And they're talking about videotaping it for an even bigger hoorah. You know, him in court standing at the podium, groveling and apologizing to the people he said that to who don't even have any idea what they're playing a part in. They just know they're about to get a bunch of money. And the American people are going to see this, and this un-American piece of filth, Michael Richards, is going to sit up there and get even richer off this and help his buddies in the government and Chertoff sit there and butcher our Bill of Rights. Oh, by the way, that's a segue here into he's back after less than a week. Newt Gingrich has given another speech saying we've got to restrict the First Amendment. So you can see that is a big issue for the elite. And they're going to go for the free speech. They have to, because we're kicking their hind ends. You're not going to stop us, traitors. You'll never stop the American people.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 5th, 2006. Gold's at $646.70, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $667.49, $337.47 for half, and $168.74 for quarter ounce coins at $667.49, $337.47, and $168.74. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
Welcome back. Glad that you,
do you think they'll like this song?
Joined us today. Coming up, we got Robert Steele, former CIA clandestine case officer, joining us. And we finally got in touch with him. We tried to get in touch with him this weekend. I had him on yesterday, but we did get in contact this morning. He's got the Muckraker Report. He's Ed Haas. He's done some really good reports in the past that we've been watching and researching. And he's not a Israel throttler, just to throttle Israel for the sake of beating him upside the head. And so that gives the story more credibility. And then he has the FBI agents' copies of their cards. He's called the FBI agents. And I still, you know, look at this story with a jaundiced eye. I think he's good to report on it. I think it's important. But still, you never know what the feds are doing or this is a honeypot. But we'll break that down with him. We're scheduling him in the third hour right now. So we're going to have Ed Haas on. And what story am I talking about? Well, we posted it Sunday, right when it came out. Prior knowledge of 9/11 attacks overheard in Hebrew. In October 2000, approximately 11 months prior to September 11, 2001, a former Israeli Defense Force member and veteran of the Yom Kippur War, 73, was collecting English ivy cuttings at the Gomel Cemetery located at McSealand and 245 Mount Olive Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. The cemetery is a Jewish cemetery. And while he was there, he heard two men over the little wall that couldn't see him talk about, well, when the towers get hit in September, then the Americans will understand what it's like to be under terror attack. And the Arabs are so stupid that they don't even know. Ha ha ha. And again, I've been reading Ed's stories for a while, and he's done a lot of good reporting. But then I read on, and I went and looked at the cards. I called the numbers, and it was, of course, Sunday, but sure enough, it was FBI agents' offices, and he says he talked to them, and I believe him, and this is pretty big. And, of course, more is developed. He's going to do a Freedom of Information Act request because one FBI agent told him that, and she's senior now, that she's not allowed to talk about it, that she'd get in trouble. And the FBI said, we're not going to release that information because this American is who fought in the Yom Kippur War, this Jewish American, he went to them. And so it's on record. He did indeed go to them. He did indeed report this. Now, I want to be careful about this story because this doesn't mean that Israel itself carried out the attacks. But I want to be specific. I believe, and I'm not being lawyerly here, everything we deal with is more complex than you know, some two-dimensional picture. Okay? I mean, there were Arabs in Egypt who sold thousands and thousands, and they were sold in Europe of World Trade Centers with planes flying into them. You know, there were, it was just all over the place. And I'm not saying Arabs did it either. That absolutely not. There were no Arab nations involved. The Arabs had absolutely nothing to do with the attacks other than the fact that our government recruited Arab nationals, trained them in spy training, that's on record, and had them as decoys on board aircraft. We know they were U.S. government agents in triplicate from the heads of embassies, from mainstream news, from the Associated Press, from the dean of the Defense Language School, reporting he was forced to train him in spy training out in Monterey, to the Pensacola News Journal, the Pensacola Naval Air Station, to MSNBC and Newsweek. Now remember, Israel, you know, you've got to love, quote, the rumor that Jews were in the towers. No, there were Jews in the towers. And there were Germans in the towers. There were black people in the towers. But the, quote, rumor is not a rumor that Odigo contacted thousands of employees that worked at their U.S. headquarters in one of the towers and told them, what was it, 6 or 7 hours before, it was in Haaretz, that's how we have this, and that's a Jewish newspaper in Israel, to get out of the building or don't go to work today. And that was from their Tel Aviv headquarters right next door to Israeli intelligence. See, people talk. Folks always say, well, the government was involved in 9/11. People talk. We know. FBI agents went to jail for insider trading, but they weren't the big insider traders. See, FBI agents got word in New York, too, in the months before did a bunch of insider trading. So everybody knew. I mean, the towers were half empty that day. For what they would normally, what capacity they'd be at that time. Everybody knew. This is just more evidence of that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing.
All right, we're back live. We're not taking any calls right now because I need to get through most of the news now in this hour because we've got former clandestine CIA officer, case officer, Robert Steele, big expert on the surveillance technologies, the overall New World Order operations, 9/11 inside job, Google involved with the Central Intelligence Agency. We made big headlines about a month ago when he was on with us. Got picked up by newspapers and the discussion we had, so this should be a newsmaker as well. Very important information coming up. But then in the third hour, we do have Ed Haas coming on. And now, of course, I'll be taken out of context by those in the government and those in the media claiming I'm attacking Israel right now for simply reporting on a Jewish American who has reported this to the FBI, who has provided their ID cards of the FBI agents and talked to them. And this is one more case example of people who heard about prior knowledge or others that were involved in it, who then tried to speak out, who then tried to get involved, and who were basically just told to shut up. Now, when I say I don't believe Israel carried out the attacks, that does not mean that I believe Israel wasn't involved in the attacks. Anything this big, if you look at MI6, you look at Mossad, you look at Shin Bet, you look at CIA, you look at other black op groups above those organizations, even mainstream books on the Interpol and the whole global surveillance system will tell you that there's double agents, triple agents, and that at the top of the Western world, it is one big intelligence agency. They do joint ops together every single day. They collect joint intelligence, depending on which sector of it is. So clearly, Israel was involved somehow in 9/11. And so people out there then claim that that's giving Israel a pass. No, that is attempting to limit the scope of the investigation and tailoring the evidence to what you want to believe, and that is that if there is a hurricane, Israel did it, or if you get a brain tumor, Israel did it, or if you slip on a banana peel, Israel did it. The people that put this stuff out never really write any analysis, never warn you about anything, never put out any real detailed reports, never give you full spectrum data. They just basically, it's kind of like in The Shining, where Jack Nicholson is typing, red rum over and over again on his typewriter. They really just have one sentence they say over and over again, and it does nothing to hurt the globalists. In fact, the labor Zionists, who are a big part of the New World Order power structure, have said that they love anti-Semitism. I mean, these books they've written, these articles are public, because it makes good Jews, which are the vast majority of Jews, just like the vast majority of Africans are good people, or the vast majority of the British. In fact, when I bash the British, I get emails going, "How dare you, you Yank? You don't like the British." No, the main power structure is based there. I mean, that's who owns the majority of the stock in the oil companies and central banks. It's not the British people we're talking about. When I say that Canada is a police state, sometimes I get an email from Canadians going, I like your show. Why are you bashing us? Why do you associate yourself with the government? Why do you associate yourself with the mafia? As I've always said, it's organized crime. It's crime networks that we're fighting here. Is it anti-Italian to attack the Italian mafia, La Cosa Nostra? No. But if you start, people have even written books on Bugsy Siegel and the Jewish mafia have been attacked, and that's anti-Semitism. No, that's a criminal network trying to wrap itself in the mantle of the Jewish faith and the Jewish people, who are good people, and you've used them long enough, just like you used 110,000 Jewish children, Israel, that you radiated in your experimentation from 1951 to 1961. And I've had mind-controlled Jews send me emails going, I know that was in the Jewish papers over in Israel, the Israeli papers, but, you still shouldn't really talk about it. You're just using that to bash Israel. Well, absolutely. I'm bashing Israel. That's wrong. I want that to stop. I'm bashing those in Israel that did that. And when you defend the murder of Jewish children and the brain damaging and the maiming of Jewish children, you are no different than Adolf Hitler. I don't care if your name's Kruger or if your name is Schmidt. I don't care if you're a Jew or a German. So, number one, for those that just want to attack Israel all day, and that's all you do. You don't warn people about biometrics. You don't warn people about open borders. You don't warn people about the North American Union. You don't warn people about the Federal Reserve. All you do is literally like a Hare Krishna member. But instead of saying Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, you say Jew, 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 Jew. You are doing exactly what the criminal networks want you to do. We need to come together, whether you're Arab, and an Arab Christian or an Arab Muslim, or whether you are a Jew, someone who follows the Old Testament, or a Christian Jew who follows the New, whether you are a Buddhist, it doesn't matter. I mean, are you against the New World Order? I mean, take India, incredibly corrupt, incredibly wicked government for thousands of years, but I'm not attacking the people of India. So the globalists are very good at, instead of us fighting the elite, they try to get us to attack whole populations and whole subsects of the human race, whole sections of the human race, whole derivations of the human race. You see, racism and those terms are meant to divide us against each other. They don't want us to get together and fight the criminal New World Order. They don't want us to go after the criminal networks, the organized crime syndicates. And to call it organized crime and to call it out, they want us to attack whole faiths, whole groups, whole races. Now, I preface that. Clearly, Israel had massive knowledge of 9/11 to the point of Odigo, the instant message company, to warn its New York-based employees to not go to work that day, or if you're in the building, get out. And it shows that the management of Odigo was not involved in the operation, in the conspiracy to commit the crime, or the CEO wouldn't have gone, yeah, we got a call here at the office telling our employees we got a tip to help them to get out of the building. Because, you know, they're 7-8 hours ahead, so it was daytime over there, middle of the workday, and they, actually reported in the early morning hours in Tel Aviv. They got the call, and they made it in the middle of the night over to the U.S., put it out on their instant message to their network of people in their company. Get out of the building. Do not go to the building. And so many people knew that the buildings were half empty. About half the number of people that would be in the buildings were there that day. Now, that said, clearly, you've got a group of zealots who will do whatever they're told, who will follow whatever order, if it is in the, quote, name of supporting Israel. So, a prime candidate, a prime group of people with dual citizenship in the Pentagon, in the White House, in the apparatus of intelligence. Certainly, there is a large Israeli contingent involved in the 9/11 attacks. There is no getting around that. The truth is the truth. And the truth is British intelligence was teaming as well. Our intelligence apparatus was involved massively. And it's like if you got three people robbing a bank, and the people that want to say it's just Israel, they go, how dare you, Alex, don't say three people robbed the bank. It was only one. And I go, but everybody reported three people, and it would take three people to do this and load all the money and the time they did it. And no, you're saying this person we caught is innocent by saying others were involved. No, that's ridiculous. And that's why those people clearly are feds. They don't want us to have an effective strategy to reach out to everyone and to bring everybody together to expose the 9/11 attacks. They want to pigeonhole it with false information and say it was one small group who didn't have the capacity to make NORAD stand down, that didn't have the capacity to have these people trained at U.S. military bases, that didn't have the capacity to mass the 44,000 U.S. troops in the surrounding countries around Afghanistan. You know, the CIA insider trading leading right back to the CIA. Everything. No, this is a criminal group together. This is the highest levels of intelligence with corporate backers using drills to bootleg and fund the operation, CIA-run drills, through the Pentagon at the exact same targets at the exact same time, being targeted, stand-down orders signed by Cheney, taking the shoot-down powers away 2.5 months plus before, I don't know, what's June 1st to September 11th? How many months is that? Taking the power from the generals to be able to shoot down. This was a well-orchestrated, concerted campaign. The NSA, again, blocks of it that weren't part of the program, part of the attack. They picked up the chatter of the coming attacks. Blocks of Israeli intelligence that weren't part of the small criminal groups that networked together to do it. They reported it. The Egyptians reported it. The British reported it. The French reported it. The Germans reported it. The Russians reported it. They all said. Dr. Tony Kardashian, the chief economist for Putin, came out and said there's going to be an attack on America's financial center. She didn't say World Trade Centers. She said on America's financial center, and it will be run by the Deadhead Group, and that was an improper translation in the American papers out of the Russian. I went and had looked at with a Russian dictionary, and you know what the Deadhead translates to? Skull and bones. I mean, she said that a few weeks after I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. I mean, there was so much chatter about attacks on New York. The FBI had cooked the bomb, trained the driver. We know the names. We know who they hired to do it. It was even in the New York Times in 93. And right as the story broke, they launched the Waco siege to smokescreen that. Now, was Israel involved in the first World Trade Center attack? Yes. Did they run the attack? No, I'd say they were about 25% of the attack. And agents, Israeli Mossad agents, like our Homeland Security Director, think about how scary that is, Benjamin, I always say Benjamin, that was his family member running a hit piece on me, in Popular Mechanics, Michael Chertoff was involved in, an article has been written about this, in the cover-up of that. But the FBI, it was FBI agents, American agents with WASP names, who went and carried out the attack, who went and cooked the bomb, who hired the Egyptian security agent, Ahmad Salam, to do it. And then Salam thought they were setting him up. She went and recorded him, going, well, I built the bomb. It wasn't supposed to be real. You told me to build it real. Then you gave me a detonator. We didn't need to do this. They don't know what a real bomb is. Let's go bust them. No, no, we're pulling you off the case. We're letting this go forward. Oklahoma City, who bombed that? We know that it was Arabs on the ground. But we know those Arabs were brought into the country by George Bush Sr. and then by Bill Clinton. He brought in another 2,000. Sr. brought in 3,000. So see, this is cloak and dagger, folks. All the fingerprints of intelligence agencies are all over it. But there's, it's just like when they killed Kennedy. This is how they operate. They had mafia hitmen there. They had Texas Dixie Mafia hitmen there. They had Army snipers there. They had CIA patsies there, like Oswald. This is what they do. And then people get confused and go, it was the Mafia. No, it was the Army. No, it was the Cubans. And then you look at the actual historical evidence, they were all there. And we have the widow, mistress, of LBJ on this show years ago. We have video over up on PrisonPlanet.tv saying, you know, he came out of the meeting with the Rothschild representative, the Rockefeller representative, the Murchisons were there, the Hunts were there, and he said, well, I'm going to kill that SOB. He's never going to embarrass me again tomorrow, after tomorrow. And then I've interviewed LBJ's lawyer, Barr McClellan, father of the former White House press secretary. Admittedly, LBJ's main lawyer for 15 years. Then, yeah, they said they killed him. But, I mean, that was LBJ bragging, taking credit for something he was just part of. No, he was just their front man. So that's how the new war, and if you study intelligence operations, take World War II. You know, the CIA and it was OSS then, and its invasion of Italy, first Greece and then Italy. If you look at that, they used the Mafia. They used the Greek Mafia. They used the Sicilian Mafia. They used the mainland Mafia when they went in. They used criminal networks. This has membranes of separation. So they're all guilty. Clearly British intelligence, clearly CIA, clearly private corporations in conjunction, and clearly Israel. And is that any surprise? Who were allies? The U.S., Israel, and England. It's a triumvirate. It's a triangle of power. It's a nexus point of power. It's criminals running our governments. And because the feds don't care if you get one piece of the puzzle, but they don't like somebody who gives you the big picture, full spectrum analysis of what we're facing. Now, I think Ed Haas is a good reporter, and I am still not going to completely trust this story. We're going to vet it. He's vetting it himself. But we have the FBI agent's numbers. We have their cards. We have this witness that he's talked to, who went to, and 8 months before the attacks, reported this to the FBI, and for months and months, up until the attacks, tried to get them to do something. And then we have all the other FBI agents who are compartmentalized and not part of the attacks in Phoenix, in Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Dallas, saying the same thing. They knew and were told to back off. You see? This is part of a larger pattern of people that warned and knew being told to shut up. Are you seeing what's happening here? This is just one more piece of evidence, but we've got to vet it. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Think about how infiltrated our country is. That's what globalism's about. It's about destroying national currencies, debasing the industries of free nations, leveraging them using the slave goods made by huge imprisoned populations in China and India. And then you got Rick Perry, the governor, his head of border and Mexico affairs, is a Mexican citizen, dual citizen with the U.S., registered lobbyist of Mexico. I mean, it's the same thing with people like Chertoff, known asset of Israel, you know, family involved in founding Israel and the Mossad. And he's just up there butchering the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, right in front of everyone. And he's got his family writing hit pieces on me. It's scary, folks, how deep down the rat hole we've gone. So Ed Haas will be joining us coming up. I mean, I've got the letterhead from the FBI with letters to the man that warned them, the Jewish American. And we've got their business cards. This is pretty powerful. Again, I'm reserving judgment on this. With the evidence we already have, clearly elements of Israel's crime syndicate. That's what the our world is ruled by, different crime syndicates working in unison together. There's no debating that. But this, what he heard, the things that were said, we have it up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. What was said, what he heard, is powerful. We do have former CIA high-level clandestine case officer joining us coming up in just a few minutes. In fact, let's just get him on at the start of the next hour. But right now, get him on at the five after, because I want to play that Oberman clip. I said I was going to do that concerning what's happening in this country with the police state. Newt Gingrich has struck again, and it's just he's such a despicable human being. He's given another speech, this time in Massachusetts, and he has, trying to find it here, it was in my stack, and he is explaining why he wants censorship of the First Amendment and websites, and he said, well, you know, we've got to be able to restrict free speech now because Ahmadinejad threatened to kill Americans in his last speech. It's nowhere in the speech. It's a lie. But they know the average American is not going to go read Ahmadinejad's letter to the American people about how noble we are and how good we are, and he knows a crime syndicate runs our country, and not that they're not a crime syndicate over there, by the way. That's what power's like. No evil in high places. Power corrupts. The actual quote is, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's that simple. And that has happened. But we'll get into Gingrich when I dig it out, actually with Steele, because that's what he's into, is censorship and attacks on free speech and a lot more. Before I end this hour, if you want to support what we're doing, you need to go to the online video and bookstore, Infowars.com, and peruse all the great deals on all my films, 15 of them, my book, Paul Watson's book, the other books and videos we carry, like American Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, Terror Storm. We've got discounts there where you can get my films as low as $5.95 a piece, where you can get T-shirts as cheap as $9.95, and these are knife T-shirts, inside job T-shirts, Second Amendment T-shirts, stuff like that. Amazing deals at Infowars.com. And we will get it to you before Christmas. We ship it out to UPS Ground, which takes about 3 days on average. Could take as many as five. We cut off, the 15th is the last day. You get your orders in by the 15th. That's only 10 days. And we will ship it to you. Or you can drop ship it. You can tell us what address you want it sent to. Just make sure the address is right. You can even put in the comment section and put a note into them.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.